Cuba, and much more. Today is Wednesday, August 2, 2023. The president of the French Association Cuba CUP, Victor Fernandez, pleaded for the unity of action of all the forces on French and European soil fighting against the U.S. blockade of the Caribbean island. According to Fernandez, all the people willing to fight against the economic, commercial, and financial siege must be inspired by the unity of the Cuban people against the aggressions. In the opinion of the president of Cuba CUP, relevant moments are coming in the battle to denounce, condemn, and weaken the blockade, a policy that he described as criminal and unacceptable. In this regard, he mentioned the initiative of the French Communist Party to launch a campaign against the blockade at the FET, the L'Humanité Political Cultural Festival, scheduled for September 15 to 17. The celebration in that space of the Second European Forum of Support to Cuba and the realization in November in Brussels of the International Tribunal Against the Blockade. Fernandez insisted that, in addition to political support, the island needs support in its socioeconomic development, hampered by Washington's unilateral measures. Hence, the importance of the strategic alliance in France and in other countries in order to press for the economic and banking insertion of Cuba in the space of the European Union. Cuba will host the 18th International Course on Dengue and Other Emerging Arboviruses, which will take place from August 14 to 25 at the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine. According to the Infomed Health Network, severe acute hepatitis of unknown etiology, monkeypox, Ebola outbreaks, the confluence of COVID-19, influenza and respiratory syncytial virus have emerged in some countries just over 3 years after the COVID-19 pandemic. In addition to this, dengue has recovered the figures reported before the pandemic only in the region of the Americas. The four viral serotypes continue to circulate. There is also a gradual increase in chikungunya and to a lesser extent in Zika, while reports of Mayaro and Oropouche cases are becoming more frequent every day. In this context, the WHO Collaborating Center for the Study of Dengue and its Control, the Pedro Curie Institute of Tropical Medicine, the Cuban Society of Microbiology and Parasitology, the Ministry of Public Health, and the United Nations Health Agencies will develop the next international course on arboviruses. For a medical graduates from the Central Medical University of Ciego de Ávila, thanked on Tuesday the Cuban government for the signs of solidarity to help young people from poor nations. Some 50 youngsters from Congo and El Salvador received their medical degrees at the José Asef Yara University in Ciego de Ávila, who will return to their countries of origin to fulfill the principles acquired and offer medical services to the needless. During the graduation ceremony, the Vice Rector General Alejandro Valdez acknowledged the effort and devotion of the young foreigners during their studies who learned the Cuban system. Prior to the successful completion of the studies, the newly graduates met with their professors, unveiled a plaque with their names, participated in the planting of a tree, and placed a picture representing the contribution of the Ávila Medical University to professional development, cooperation, and training of human resources on the African continent. The Gran Caribe de Cuba Hotel Group celebrates its 29th anniversary with the prospect of expanding its radius of action and strengthening 4- and 5-star establishments. As stated in the company's official reports, Grupo Hotelero Gran Caribe, SAE, a Cuban national mercantile company, was created on August 1, 1994. The firm was established as an entity awarded to the Ministry of Tourism. Its flagship established at the same time the leader of the Cuban hotel industry is the emblematic Hotel Nacional de Cuba, which opened its doors in 1930. This accommodation firm has more than 12,000 rooms in 45 hotels throughout the country, especially in terms of classic, historic hotels, unique architectural richness, and national monuments. In particular, it covers presence in Havana, Playas del Este of the capital, Varadero, Cienfuegos, Santiago de Cuba, and Largo del Sur, Guillermo and Coco Keys. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.